You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Thirsty Thursday, back at it tonight. Bayou on the Vine is the location. Brian be shining on the ones and twos, though.
The beautiful and new Bayou on the Vine.
Oh, yeah, it's cute. It's real cute. I'm going to fall through to support you. But I got to get home.
For what?
Well, you know, we have a very special edition of the Morning Grind on Friday. It's a Christmas special. So I'm trying to get myself together. I have to wrap your presents.
What? You don't have to wrap nothing.
I have to make a Christmas goose. No, I'm just kidding on that part.
Hey, we're only 6 days away from Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, Lord.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
You just look for an opportunity to just shove anything in,
what?
Don't you?
I'm talking
it's
about
not Kwanzaa yet.
I like that song.
Christmas haven't even happened yet.
Which is more important?
The birth of Jesus, depending
yes,
on
of
what
course.
You believe.
Of
I
course.
Mean, for
I know,
me,
I know it's a joke. Yeah.
Definitely not a joke in the Hickman Mills School District. Yesterday, they had a meeting to discuss the budget with the school district. Cerna was supposed to give an additional $2.4 million out of their contribution for taxes. And after a reassessment, they actually didn't have to pay that. So the school district is about 15% short of what they need. So they've been contemplating whether or not to close some schools to keep the district afloat.
Wow, some bad news.
Now, of course, Cerna is expected to add, you know, thousands of jobs in that area within the next decade. However, a study that the district had done says that they're probably going to be losing another 1,000 students by 2028. Enrollment has seen a 30% decrease in the number of students in that district. They're going to continue on with meetings. One is scheduled for January 30th at Ruskin at 6 o'clock, and a final vote will likely be held at the district February 21st school board of directors meeting.
Unfortunately, Shay, this isn't the we have an example of this with Kansas City Public Schools, and thank God they're getting things together. But sometimes you got to tighten your belt and do what you got to do, unfortunately.
You know, Dr. Cargill, she's a friend of the show. You know, our prayers are going out to the district, and we know she's going to make whatever the best decision is for everybody involved. You know, this kind of thing is always, always tough.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and windy. Right now, you're a clear 39 in Overland Park. Shade, what's popping?
Remy Ma is reportedly back in the hospital, Brian. On yesterday, reports were released that after giving birth, she had to go back to the hospital because of bleeding. They admitted her and actually performed emergency surgery.
Wow. That's what I was saying the other day, man. You ladies go through a lot with the pregnancy thing. There's no game with that.
It really isn't. That is the closest to death that a woman can get without actually dying. 12 years ago, I lost a really good friend of mine, Break of Dawn. She did radio with me when I was in Buffalo, and she wound up moving to Orlando to do a morning show. And she was having her first daughter, and she slipped into a coma and died.
Wow.
Very, very tough time. And
we're going to be praying for Remy Ma.
Yeah, it's ooh. Having babies is something else, for real, though. So men, respect the ladies, you know, even if you don't get along with her, it's a lot.
Yeah, she's carrying your seed, so it's only right.
Joe Budden proposed to Sin Santana.
Guess they solved their problems in the bedroom, Shay.
You asked me if you were the best relationship that I've been in.
here to ask you the same thing. Is this the best relationship you've ever had?
That's when he got on his knee.
Prove it to me.
Yeah. That looked like the same proposal he did to Tahiri on Love & Hip Hop New York in the middle of Times Square.
Oh, he proposed her too?
Yep, but she said no.
She said no?
Yeah. She says, I don't trust you. That's what she said.
Girl, bye.
Wow.
You think this is going to work?
Yes. I don't know the young lady.
Well, you know, she dipped her toe in the lady pond. She used to go with Erica Mena. That's how we... Got introduced to Sin Santana on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was her girlfriend. The long way.
Oh, like girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it will. Joe is a little older. He's more mature. Yeah. I'm sending positive vibes that way.
Yeah. I like Joe Budden. He's like a maniac and a crazy person, like underneath the surface.
Sound like you.
No. You think I'm a maniac and a crazy person?
Try to hit it. Try to hit it.
What does that say?
That's out of context, Brian, as usual.
What? How?
As usual. I was telling the lady to try to hit the note, and that's my jam. And you know that's what that was about. And you play that out of context every day so people think that I was talking about something else.
What are you talking about, honey? Brian B. Shining is the man.
Thank you, Shay.
I'm about to eat this. Is this a Star Crunch? What is this little thing they gave us yesterday? I'm about to eat this Star Crunch.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm so damn mad this morning. Kansas City is so miserable to me. This makes me sad. I don't even want to celebrate Christmas no more. I just want to take all these decorations and throw this trash. It just makes me mad. People are so sad all the time. They mean to each other, and I'm tired of it. And I can't get in my holiday spirit.
Do you think you might be one of the ones that are mean?
No, not by far.
If you're talking about taking the decorations for Jesus' birthday.
Because it feels like Christmas, there's no love in this world. It just makes people I just can't take it. I just cried all day yesterday, like, what's wrong with everybody? Everybody mean to each other, and I can't take this messing with my Christmas spirit. My vibe is killing me softly.
Why you didn't call Brian so he could have come and comforted you?
She don't have access.
Brian ain't got what I need.
I don't.
Yeah.
I sure don't, bro.
I need a big fat bag of that cushion. He ain't got that. I need love and joy and love. Let's play all Christmas movies today.
I'll try my best, Cindy. I got your back, boo.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
Bye, Miss Cindy.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got several friends who are dealing with a very sensitive subject a lot of folks deal with as well. I have a very strong opinion about this. But let me see what you think. During the holidays, should your ex, your baby daddy, be allowed to come spend the night? Especially if your children are under the age of 10. So that the kids can wake up to him on Christmas Day and you open up the gifts as a family.
Is there another father involved?
Could be. Could be not.
I think if he approves, then why not? I think that's a wonderful thing to have your kids see both parents or have both parents there on Christmas morning.
Why he got to spend the night, though? How come he just can't get up in the morning?
Yeah, that's more of a convenience thing. You know, these kids wake up early on Christmas morning. They can't sleep. It'd be 5-6 in the morning.
My man has a 6-year-old. Under no circumstances.
Oh.
Will he be spending the night at old girl house?
It depends on what all the parents involved think and how comfortable they are amongst each other. Because, you know, some cases, that's not going to be able to ride at all.
How did that happen in your home?
I was with my mama.
Daddy didn't come over?
No. Hell no.
Did you see him later that day, or yeah, how did it work out?
Well, I would be with my mama for the morning until, you know, afternoon or something, and then my mama didn't have a car, so my pops would come pick me up, or sometimes my uncle would come pick me up, and we would go to my grandma's house, and then
that's where you got all the good food, all the good soul food.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Dress all the dressing you can eat, baby. No stuffing, dressing. So yeah, that's how it worked with me. And this is a very complicated situation that you got going on.
And I think sometimes you set an unfair precedent for the kid if you're trying to create this little family vibe, and then the rest of the 51 weeks out the year is not like that.
But that's what is. It has to be for them. You have to put your pride aside for them. Because ultimately, Christmas ain't for you and I. It's for the kids.
So, I told him if he going, me too. I'll be there too. He said, you would be willing to do that? I said, I'll be right there with my bonnet on.
Or we, or you can, everybody can meet at a hotel or something.
She got other kids but other dudes. This would be a big hotel room. She do. She do.
Yeah, work it out, man.
This would be a big hotel.
Yeah. It's for the kids. I'll just leave it at that.
I'll be right there with my bonnet on.
Man.
Yup. Let's all say our prayers.
Yeah, we're going to need a couple of prayers for that situation.
Nah, I'm cool with it. Uh-huh. We all going to be together, but it won't be no him by himself. How y'all deal with this situation?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up at 7:52, we're going to be talking to Lewis L. Reed, the national organizer for Cut 50. It's an organization that worked with Kim Kardashian and Van Jones to get the First Step Act, which is a criminal justice reform bill, passed in the Senate. They're going to be moving it forward to the House of Representatives, and apparently Donald Trump is going to sign it as well. This is going to help out some folks that are behind bars today, actually possibly releasing about 50,000 folk who've been held. So we've been talking about what to do during the holidays. I have a friend who's got children under the age of 10, and you know, the baby father wants to spend the night Christmas Eve so that the child can wake up to, you know, him and the mother, and you know, you know, open up the toys as a family. So, you know, I get to talking with my guy about it. You know, he's got a 6-year-old daughter, and I'm like, you know, hey, would you want to go ahead and wake up over there? He was like, well, would you be cool with that? I'm like, yeah, we can all wake up together. You know what you mean? I'm coming too.
This
I'm
going
to be in my footy pajamas with my bonnet on.
Sipping your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
This is heavy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's heavy because there's so many intertwined relationships going on here, you know. If I put it like this, it's for the kids, number one, and number two, if the adults can agree, the more the better. But I think it's unrealistic to expect that.
She got you know, other baby fathers too, so it'll be a lot of us in there. We all together,
a whole tribe.
Popcorn and hot apple cider.
Uh-huh.
Just like a normal Rockwell painting. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm with you, Shay. Ain't no way. I'd be over there too. Some, we all gonna have a big ass one.
That's right.
Shay feels some type of way about this because I see the vein popping up in the middle of her head.
No, I'm not angry at all. I just know it's not going down. But
it,
I'm
it
just
ain't going down. I'm with you. It ain't going down, bro. I'm sorry.
No. It's not.
Let the kids down for Christmas then.
Ain't no letting the kids down for Christmas. No.
It ain't that. What about all the other baby's daddies? They all gonna be there too? And they girls? I mean, for real.
It's a blended family, extended family.
Anyway, y'all keep it up. Have a good morning.
You too, girl.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Now it's time for the Shade
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy. Clearing 40 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. R&B singer-songwriter JoJo is 28 today. And disco singer, very famous disco record, Ring My Bell. Anita Ward is 61 today.
Happy birthday to everybody born on December 20th.
Multiple heart attacks and strokes aside, 39-year-old Lamar Odom will be returning to the court. Okay. And when I say court, I'm talking about basketball court, not the Superior Court.
Ah.
He's going to be playing for a Philippine team, the Mighty Sports. He'll hit the court February 1st, 2019. Is this advisable?
You got to, stay healthy. You got to keep working out, right? To keep a nice,
healthy
body.
He's had multiple heart attacks and multiple strokes, fam.
That's because he was smoking something he wasn't supposed to be smoking.
But that doesn't have a lingering effect. I don't want to have you out there running and all of a sudden you have a whole stroke in the middle of the game.
I think he's fine, Shay. I think he'd be all right.
I don't like seeing stuff like that. Like, that'll devastate me.
You got to get your cardio in. He's done this his whole life. He's played basketball his entire life. Though he didn't have them strokes and heart attacks till he even start messing around. He'll be fine.
This is good news for you. Carmelo Anthony and Lala Anthony are reportedly back together.
Hey, good news for me.
It is. No, I know you've been praying for them.
Why?
You haven't?
No. I want Lala. Maybe she can get his game right on the court again because he out here looking bad.
They were photographed together at the 3rd annual Winter Wonderland holiday charity event at the Gauchos Gym in New York City.
Honey Nut Cheerios!
They were seen hugging and kissing and all that.
No, I will never forget what Kevin Garnett said. This girl tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Like, oh, man. Did you know that Carmelo met him at the locker room after the game? For real.
He should go see that
Melo
man.
Melo is real. Yeah, you can't talk about nobody's wife like that, dog. Only I know what my wife tastes like.
That's not true.
What?
I'm devastated by own canceling the show Love Is. That was my show. I came to the party late, but I binge-watched all episodes one weekend. I didn't have nothing to do. And that became like one of my favorite shows. Now, this cancellation came amid sexual abuse allegations against one of the producers, Salim Akil. And this story of Love Is was supposed to be an adaptation of the real life love story of Mara Brock Akil and Salim Akil. His former lover and side chick filed a lawsuit saying that he hit her and forced her to perform sex acts throughout different occasions in their relationship, among other very disgusting things.
Wow. Well, you gotta pay, man.
I feel bad for the actors that are associated with it. One of the actors on the show is from Kansas City, Tosin. We had him on. Remember when we had him on? He was in the play here. The play that it's an iconic play. Mm-hmm. And Diddy played the
A Raisin in the Sun.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tosin is from here and he was on that series, so I feel bad for him.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm in the Christmas spirit. This is my favorite holiday. See, I came in here and decorated the studio. Made the door look like a present.
I thought.
I enjoy the holidays. It's not just about the kids. It's about giving and sharing.
Being amongst family, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Begs the question, when you've got an ex, would you allow your ex to spend the night, Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. so that your children can wake up, Daddy.
Miss Christmas spirit, yeah.
I do have Christmas spirit, a lot of it.
All right.
It's overflowing. Mm.
Not enough to go over to the baby mom's house, huh?
No. It is. I just speak French when we're talking about this topic because we are going over to the BM house.
What if you ain't allowed? What if she said you come over, but Shay can't come over? He ain't allowed, huh?
She has a strong future in comedy. Okay. And she should take that act on the
what
road.
What happened to your Christmas spirit?
I still have it. I'm encouraging her to make a career move. Is you funny? You need to go hit that circuit and get us some of that Kevin Hart money. I'm going to peel your face off like a grape. No, I'm not angry at all.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this?
I feel like the baby daddy should be able to be there for Christmas. However, with me, I wouldn't let him go to his other baby mama's house. Not because I don't trust him, but I don't trust her. And I know she's going to try some things. But with me, I've always let him, you know, come over for whatever reason. If he wanted to spend the night and we aren't together, I have a whole couch he could sleep on. You know, he don't have to sleep in the bed or anything. But I've never understood the whole, oh, you can't go be with your kids thing. I've never been, you know, a bitter baby mama or anything like that.
All right, what's your name?
Taylor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, Senate passed the First Step Act, a criminal justice reform bill. We're talking with Louis L. Reed, the national organizer of Cut 50 this morning. Your organization has been working tirelessly to bring this into fruition. Of course, Van Jones tweeted on yesterday that Kim Kardashian and Cut 50 were so very responsible in making this happen. History made folks, first step, that hard work pays off. How long have you guys been working toward this?
Well, first and foremost, it's great to be on with you guys. We have been working on this bill for at least since March when it was introduced to the U.S. House of Representatives, and it passed with an overwhelming bipartisan majority in May of this year. So we've been on a grind. We have been very robust in our efforts to make sure that this thing gets over the finish line. We've scored a touchdown, and now this is the extra point.
There are over 2.2 million people incarcerated across the United States. We have some of the highest numbers of developed countries. Why is it that we have so many folks behind bars?
I can speak to that from a personal point of view. Back in 2000, I was indicted by the United States federal government, and I was sentenced to nearly 16 years in federal prison. And the reason why I was sentenced to that excessive amount of time was because I had overrepresentation of my criminal history. And what that means on a very simplistic level is that I had, you know, several misdemeanors and I had one felony offense. So when I stood before the United States sentencing court judge, my criminal history overrepresented the charges by which I was indicted on. I served 14 years from that prison sentence. So I know all too well about what it's like to be overly prosecuted and disproportionately sentenced. Those who are closest to the problem are closest to the solution, but we're often furthest from resources and power. And it just so unfortunately happens that the majority of, you know, the people who are excessively prosecuted and the people who make up that 2.2 million are those who happen to come from Black, brown, and poor white communities.
If passed, the First Step Act would do a couple of things that caught my eye. It would expand compassionate release and dignity for women. Could you explain what dignity for women is?
Essentially, what that means is this. It would prohibit the shackling of pregnant women, women while they are incarcerated. It would also give women who are incarcerated access to free feminine hygiene products. Topeka K. Sams tells a very riveting story. She talks about how when she served 3 years in federal incarceration, she had an excessive flow, and she had to quantify her cycle. And when I asked her, I said, what does that mean? You know, in my male stupidity, I don't know what that means. And she said that she literally would have to take her vent pads, bring them to an officer. He or she would actually count them before they would issue her more pads outside the prescribed number by which, you know, women were able to receive per week. Talk about how just
demeaning.
How demeaning that is. And so what we want to be able to do is recalibrate that, and we want to be able to restore a sense of dignity and a sense of decency to women who are incarcerated by prohibiting the shackling of women who are pregnant, and also the placement of solitary confinement in addition to having them have access to feminine hygiene products at no cost.
The First Step Act, of course, is addressing federal prison population, which is about 10% of those incarcerated right now. The overwhelming majority of folks are in state prison. Do you have any plans to address that population where the majority of people living here in Missouri and in Kansas, they have family members or themselves?
First and foremost, I love Missouri and I love Kansas. I actually went to my first Major League Baseball game while I was in Kansas City.
That's right.
I went to the Kansas City Royals ball game, and that was facilitated through Sarah Martin Anderson, who is at the Public Health Department in Kansas City. We have been working alongside with states. In the last year, we have introduced bills, 9 separate bills in 9 respective states that have successfully passed specifically for women who are incarcerated. And our goal is to introduce 20 bills by 2020, specifically around decency and dignity for women who are incarcerated. So we have been doing our part. It has been focused specifically around the female population. But I can tell you that there were 2 unnamed governors who called us immediately after the First Step Act was passed. And they said, we want to work with your organization to be able to bring the hybrid version of the First Step Act to our states.
Mr. Lewis L. Reed, the national organizer for Cut 50, thank you so much for your time and talking about this with our audience.
Thank you so much. And I would just encourage your audience, if you guys want to know more information about what we're discussing today, feel free to follow me. I'm on Twitter at Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, the letter L, Reed, R-E-E-D. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Lewis L. Reed as well.
Have a good one.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Stephon James, we talked to you back in 2016 when you were promoting Race, the Jesse Owens story. And oddly enough, we still here on the radio chat. So you're calling up this morning about a classic novel, James Baldwin's 1974, If Beale Street Can Talk, that's been adapted to film, actually premiered at the Toronto Film Festival to critical acclaim.
Beale Street's about a young couple in the 1970s in Harlem who basically, right after finding out that they're about to bring this baby into the world, Afani gets arrested and charged with a crime that he didn't commit. The whole story is about how they're going to get him out before the baby comes into this world. So it's a really touching story of love and injustice. But it's the first time Baldwin's been adapted into a film.
And what's so sad is that this theme is still relevant even today, set in the 70s, but shooting in 2018, this would fit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess it's kind of the unfortunate timelessness of Baldwin. You know, we're still talking about issues of mass incarceration, issues of false imprisonment. So really, honestly, there really couldn't be a better time for a film like this to come out.
You also have some other veteran actors in this film with you, Regina King. What was it like working with her?
Man, I love Regina. You know, the incredible thing about working on this set is Barry Jenkins, our director, really just helped create a family environment. You know, an environment where everybody was loving each other, respecting each other, and ultimately, you know, everybody was dedicated to telling the same story. And, you know, to have a woman like Regina King, who is obviously a fantastic actress, but, you know, just a more incredible human being, to be around her and work and learn from her every day. She's one of the gems that we have in this business. So grateful for Regina.
Definitely. She was nominated for a Golden Globe for her portrayal in If Beale Street Could Talk.
You're originally from Toronto. What did you know about Harlem before even filming this film?
Man, you know what? What's crazy is going back to Harlem to make this film, one of the most beautiful things was the vibe, like the faces. I feel like a lot of the faces are still around from this time. And you know, I remember shooting some of these outside scenes, walking past these brownstones that have been there since like 1930s, 1940s. You know, these are the same brownstones that Baldwin was writing about. And to be on the streets and in this like period clothing, it's kind of like hopping into a time machine. But man, I don't know, just a lot of love, a lot of soul. It was just an incredible thing to actually shoot in Baldwin's backyard. And then we actually premiered it for the first time in the United States at the Apollo Theater, which was just an unreal night.
If Beale Street could talk in limited release right now, when will it be widely released?
Beale Street is going to go wide all across the country this Christmas Day. So if you're in New York or L.A., definitely check it out now. But if you're anywhere else, then you'll be able to watch Beale Street on Christmas Day.
Well, it's receiving critical acclaim. I hope you guys receive everything that it deserves. This is a timeless piece of literature. I read it many, many years ago, and I encourage everybody to go and support this film.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103.
823 today. Look for highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy. Right now, you clear 40 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Unfortunately, Remy Ma is reportedly back in the hospital just days after giving birth to her baby girl.
Wow.
Sources close to the couple say that she began having some post-pregnancy complications. She went to the hospital. There was bleeding involved. They rushed her to surgery, and now she is recovering.
Ladies go through a lot with that pregnancy. So we want to wish Remy Ma a speedy recovery. We're going to be praying for her.
Most definitely. It's so important to make sure that you're supporting the ladies, especially when they're going through their pregnancies. That's the closest that women get to death without actually dying.
Yeah.
Is giving birth.
So like the salute. Threshold of pain is like something. I forgot what it was. It was just something unimaginable, though.
So Joe Budden proposed to his girlfriend, Sin Santana.
You asked me if you were the best relationship that I've been in. I'm here to ask you the same thing. Is this the best relationship you've ever had?
That's when he dropped to his knee.
Prove it to me.
He got that hip-hop Barry White voice. I love it. Prove it to me, baby.
Prove it to me.
I'll be like, yes!
Think they gonna work it out?
No.
I hope so.
This ain't gonna last, child.
It ain't?
No.
Hey! Why not?
Two seasons ago, she was with Erica Mena in a full-scale relationship. Limina!
Okay.
Now you, okay. Well,
it
you
can
know,
work.
It could work. You know, I don't know nothing.
Joe's a bit mature. You know, he know how to handle her.
She cut up so bad just a couple of episodes ago where he wouldn't have sex. Do your thing, baby. I ain't your judge. Y'all stay together forever. I hope so. Joel Santana was sentenced to 27 months in prison, Brian. If you remember, he attempted to bring a loaded gun through TSA at Newark International Airport. He's going to be under supervised release for 12 months after he completes his 2 years. As previously reported, he was found to have had a .38 caliber handgun and 8 oxycodone pills in his carry-on luggage. So when TSA folks approached him, he took off running. But he later turned himself into authorities.
All that petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff.
He need to thank his lawyers.
He doesn't look the same either.
What
on
you mean?
This season of Love & Hip Hop New York, they revealing that he has like a drug problem or something.
Come on, Joel.
He lost like all of his teeth. And so now he has like extra large veneers in.
Well, 50 was dentures. Clowning him for that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're dentures or veneers, but he doesn't look like the same Jewel. Like, I remember him from back in the day. He was so fine. When he was with Dipset, everybody was like, yo, who is that? With them dimples and just the swag on 1,000.
Well, maybe prison could be maybe a good thing for him so he can rehabilitated.
Yeah, give up that issue. Yeah. Give up that issue, fam. Please don't start that issue, y'all.
For real.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.